Heather Clark is the award-winning author of Red Comet, The Short Life and Blazing Art of Sylvia Plath. Her new book is a debut novel, The Scrapbook. It is a story of an intense first love, haunted by history and family memory, inspired by the World War II scrapbook of Clark's own grandfather, hidden in an attic until after his death. The name again of the new book is The Scrapbook, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Heather Clark to the roundtable this morning. Heather, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Author of Red Comet, The Short Life and Blazing Art of Sylvia Plath. This is a debut novel. How did this come about?
Well, my grandfather was part of an American Army unit that helped liberate the Dachau concentration camp in late April of 1945. And when he was there, he was just a GI, but he had a camera. And this was very unusual. Most GIs didn't have cameras, but he took photos of what he saw at Dachau. And they were horrific photos. And they ended up in his wartime scrapbook, which I saw for the first time in 2015 after he passed away. So it had been kind of stowed away in the family attic. And I was haunted by these photos, as you can imagine. I wanted to write about it somehow, but I didn't feel like I had the background to write a nonfiction book. So,
right.
I'm not a World War II historian. So I figured maybe I could tackle some of these themes about inheritance and the weight of history and intergenerational trauma in a novel. So that's what I did.
What was it like in the novel, Anna is traveling back and forth to Germany? Was that your experience as well?
I spent time in Germany in the late 90s, and I was very unsettled at the time by what I felt was almost like a lack of memorials or monuments about the war. It just seemed like all of these cities had been rebuilt, everything was beautiful, but that there had almost been this erasure of history. And now it's not like that. I know when you go to Germany today, there are museums and memorials everywhere. But in the late 90s, that's when the reckoning was really kind of taking off, because a lot of the old Nazis were dying, and there were other things going on. So I thought it was an interesting time to set the book, when the war was still this great shadow, but people were starting to forget.
That idea of forgetting and of sort of what you're aware of and when it enters into your conscience, you really seem to explore that in the novel.
Yes, I wanted to do it through a love story. I thought that would be an interesting way to explore some of these themes that I'm very interested in about history and inheritance and how it shapes us and how maybe what isn't said shapes us as much as what is in our families, right? So this young American woman, Anna, falls in love with a German man, Christoph, and they have this kind of long-distance relationship. And as he's taking her to all of these sites connected to the war, because she's trying to understand her grandfather's experience, he has to then confront his own family history, almost by accident. So it was a way for me to explore how history shapes us through these two characters who are in love. And one of the questions the novel asks is will their love survive, this encounter, this brutal encounter with history?
Because that's heavy stuff, and it really is, you have to fully understand it before you figure out how you're going to move forward, I would think.
Yes. Well, when the book starts out, my two characters who are falling in love, they don't know that much about their grandfather's war experience, and they don't really think it's that important because it happened so long ago. But as the novel progresses and they confront these dark inheritances and they learn things about their grandfathers that they didn't know, their relationship sort of becomes more and more complicated and burdened and unsettled. So, the war's been over for 50 years, but is it really over? I'm very interested in how history shapes us in ways that we don't often stop to think about or acknowledge. So it's a philosophical book, and there are weighty themes, but important ones, I think.
And also of what you learn growing up and what you don't learn growing up from your family, of how much they tell you about what they know, or maybe what even they don't know, the questions that remain unresolved.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think a lot of these men came back from the war, American GIs, and they had seen horrific things, right, in Germany and the Pacific, but they were heroes, and they weren't really allowed to, or given space, I suppose, to talk about what they had seen, because there was this narrative of victory and everyone moved on. And so I think that, yeah, I think that that generation was, they were in one sense the greatest generation, but they're also a wounded generation. And I was interested in that as well. And in my book, there are sections of it that are set in the 1940s, and they follow the American grandfather and the German grandfather during the war. So I was interested in kind of tackling that historical experience as well.
I mean, you say in the author's note at the end that the scrapbook is still in my family's possession. It's the scrapbook, obviously, is the title of this book. The scrapbook is an important artifact, then.
It is. And when I saw it for the first time and I saw these horrific photos my grandfather had taken, it almost made me reframe his whole life, right? I knew he had been at Dachau, but he had never talked about it. And I had never seen these photos. So I had a lot more compassion for what he had been through. And the idea of a scrapbook presented itself as a metaphor for me. You know, memory itself is like a scrapbook. What do we preserve? What do we leave out? What gets forgotten? You know, how do we curate our own memory? So to me, that was kind of an interesting literary device. So, but yeah, I still have the scrapbook, and we're donating the photos. There are 14 photos of liberation at Dachau to the Holocaust Museum. So that's in progress. Yeah.
He referred to some of the items in the scrapbook as souvenirs, which is an interesting way to think of it.
Yes. Yes. And from the research I've done, I know that was very common, right? That a lot of the American GIs brought home souvenirs. They especially prized German Luger pistols.
Yeah.
And flags and, you know, armbands, whatever they could get. So in the scrapbook, there are some things that are stapled in there that are, sort of like other World War II paraphernalia. But yeah, that's something I deal with in the novel. Is Anna wonders, well, why did he take these photos? Were they a kind of grim souvenir? So she's sort of wrestling with the ethics of that, right? Taking the photos themselves. And she kind of comes to a place where she understands, she thinks, near the end. But yeah, they're really hard to see. They're really hard to look at and to, yeah. That's all I'll say. It was a very disturbing experience.
Yeah,
seeing those for the first time.
I would think so. Given, and just on that note to finish out, given the personal nature of the story, what were your challenges in telling it along the way that perhaps would be different if it was a novel that didn't strike the chords that this one did?
Well, I'm so interested in the way, as I said, that history shapes us. And in my biography of Sylvia Plath, Red Comet, I really focused on that, not so much the sort of psychoanalytical angle. I think we think so much about how our parents and our childhood shape us in the long shadow of Freud. But, you know, how do our collective histories shape us? How do our national and political histories shape us? So that I wanted to deal with those kind of big questions, but in this more intimate way through this young woman's kind of coming of age story. And so that the novel just gave me a chance to fictionalize the story and shape it how I wanted it to be shaped. But it was very different, you know, dealing with my own family's archive, right? I'm used to dealing with other writers' archives as a biographer, but this was, yeah, it was much more personal, and I think it meant more to me, in a sense, to deal with kind of my own family.
The name of the new novel is The Scrapbook. It is by Heather Clark. It is published by Pantheon. Heather, thank you so much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Be well. Thank you very much. Again, the name of the book is The Scrapbook by Heather Clark. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.